Most Australians are living with the consequences of climate change. However, those with disability are often faced with high rates of comorbidity as a direct result of rising temperatures, according to the recently released National Adaptation Plan. As a survivor of the 2003 Canberra bushfires, Eve Brennan understands how difficult it can be to manage additional health challenges. Eve Brennan is an environmental educator living with a disability, and she spoke with Powered Media's Emma Myers about how climate change affects disability and how advocates are working on addressing these challenges.
I was in the Canberra bushfires in 2003 when I was 9, and I didn't realise at the time, but I had quite severe PTSD already from medical trauma. I'd had shingles when I was 8 from the stress of everything I'd endured in early childhood from medical trauma. And so then when the bushfires came through, it actually triggered my first ever psychosis. The stress around me of being in the bushfires and being evacuated, my family was safe and my house was safe. But the collective stress around a community surviving that meant that not only did I experience psychosis from that at the age of 9, it got missed by my teachers, by my parents. It wasn't recognised for what it was, and that resulted in a suicidal episode 6 months later. When people who are already experiencing medical trauma, who are already experiencing difficulties in surviving, experiencing climate disasters can tip people over the edge, and that's what happened to me as a child. And so I'm really passionate about preventing that from happening to other people.
But tell me a bit about your take on the new National Adaptation Plan for Climate Change.
So the National Adaptation Plan was released in conjunction with a national risk assessment, which, as someone who's been studying climate for over 10 years, it didn't really tell us anything we didn't already know. It just put all this information together and made it really crystal clear that climate change poses a really significant risk to all Australians, and particularly those who are already marginalised and excluded from our society, and the risk of not having connections and not having support. What I read in the risk assessment was that it's great that they're putting it on paper that we are seriously at risk for climate change. The adaptation strategy that came with that is how do we manage that? And it was great to see that they explicitly linked to the National Disability Strategy from 2021 to 2031. As part of that, it was great to see that they're explicitly acknowledging and working in disabled people to their adaptation strategy. So I'm glad that they're looking at adapting to climate change. I'm concerned that they're not mitigating it enough, that we need to do everything we can to prevent climate change before we take a reactive approach, because in their own report, they're looking at 2.7 degrees of warming. For context, the last ice age was 4 degrees difference to pre-industrial levels, and that was 12,000 years. And we are looking at 2.7 degrees in 100 years. That is a huge amount of alteration to the Earth system, and we need to be doing everything we can to stop it. Releasing the plan is great. It's great that we're acknowledging that it's a serious risk. It's not great to do that in the same week that they're expanding a Northwest Gas Shelf in WA and approving an extension for a coal mine. They need to do both.
Can we talk a little bit about how climate change is impacting people with disability and how they live with additional challenges?
Climate change increases the risk of all sorts of illnesses and diseases. A particular one is vulnerability to heat stress. Heat stress is a massive risk to disabled people. The likelihood of you being exposed to a natural disaster is increased, and it continues to increase under climate change. Where communities are exposed to those sorts of things, it's often disabled people that get left behind. And that means that disabled people have the risk of being left behind, and it's really important that we name that and identify it and take a proactive approach. By 2050, the risk from climate-related disasters is projected to be severe. The access people can get to healthcare facilities and to support systems and those sorts of things from the government is projected to be really disrupted within 25 years. What we also need to think about is things like crop failure in terms of both food and access to nutritious food, which is a struggle for a lot of disabled people, but also for pharmaceutical crops. Those disruptions are going to impact how people can access medicine and whether or not they can get the medicine they need. All of these things are projected to be significant risks to disabled people. In the National Adaptation Plan, disabled people are mentioned 8 times, which is better than the risk assessment. It's 72 pages long for the summary document. And so, in that sense, disabled people do need explicit care and they need explicit strategies that allow for access.
Disability advocate Eve Brennan there, speaking with Powered Media's Emma Myers.